It's all right, so good-looking people, but not for me. And especially since I've had the stroke.
Oh, yes,
sir. You see, my mouth isn't just like it ought to be.
Well, you look just fine to me.
Don't you see the crooked mouth?
I didn't notice it. I don't think it's that noticeable. I wouldn't have known it if you hadn't told me.
Thank you.
You were talking about the living room. Have you ever heard people around here call that anything else?
Paula. The old name was Paula.
I see.
And then, of course, the living room, excuse me, they used to have double Paulas.
Double?
The front was a Paula with the piano in it and the nice furniture in it.
Yes, ma'am.
The back Paula was a part of a library, and sometimes they used it as a dining room, too. And they were really with the old Southern homes, the parlor and dining room. And the parlor was generally closed up. And when company came, you had to go in and lift the shades and open the door and invite them in.
I see.
It was just, that was strictly a Southern. During the war, I imagine, you know, when they had the plantations and places like that.
Yes, ma'am. Were there ever any big plantations around Mobile?
Oh, yeah, it's not far up from this side of Montgomery. There were a great many plantations. Plantation at Tuscaloosa, outside of Montgomery, all out from the cities, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, it's plenty of plantations. Up and down the Tombigbee River, they had large plantations there.
What did they raise there?
Cotton, corn, I think in some cases tobacco, and cattle, of course.
And what?
Oh, cattle,
yes,
you raised on it.
Did you ever have much experience on a farm?
I visited. Went horseback riding, scared to death.
I haven't ridden too many of my horses myself, either. I'm not very good at it.
Well, when that horse put his feet down, we were crossing a little stream, and the lady I was visiting, her daughter, and she took me herself. And when that horse put his foot down, that salt sand, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
And he went right down, I said, "Oh, Miss Anderson, come get me. He's going to throw me in that water." I never was so scared in my life.
Yes, ma'am. I had trouble
staying on.
Staying on? Yes, ma'am.
I didn't have any trouble, but she had two horses, two saddle horses, and one was her own, and the other was trained for a lady to ride it.
Yes.
Very, very gentle.
I see.
But I was scared of them just the same. And a cow, Mr. Cow could have the whole road. Just let me get off of it. I'm still scared of cows.
Really?
Yeah. Never do to be on the farm and have to milk them.
Somebody else would have to take care of that.
Yeah.
I see. Well, would you say that nowadays if somebody used that word parlor, that would be a bit of a fancy way of saying it?
Well, I always refer to it as a parlor, not the living room. But it's just kind of a past expression, Paula. Because now, very few have strictly, except in the beautiful homes, the wealthy people have Paulas for entertaining, for receptions and things like that. Wedding receptions or just the card parties or something like that. But the Paula has been turned into a living room where the family assemble at night, you know, and watch the TV and so forth.
I see.